Blog Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Hi, I'm David Faraday with CBS Sports. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to go inside the ropes for a day with your favorite tour player? What if you could do that and make a difference to children suffering from a rare form of leukemia called Fanconi anemia? Caddy for a Cure is a non-profit organization that lets you do just that. Visit caddyforacure.com to learn how you can experience firsthand a player's practice routine, club selection, and shot making. All this, and you're helping kids with a genetic disease. Visit caddyforacure.com.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Pompano Beach. For the blind.org. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Electrical work is not for amateurs. Or go to the website at
newspaper news you need, and contributions are appreciated. Hear us all at
Pretty's food educator from West Palm Beach, and on Wednesdays we discuss raw food diets, vegan principles, and overall health and nutrition. In the studio with me today is Isabel Valley. Hi, Isabel. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Great. But before we begin our show, we want to thank today's sponsors, Destination Hope, Sound Pillow, and the Handley Center. And remember, you can hear Holistic Lifestyles Radio Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., and Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. All of our shows can be heard right here on WWNN AM 1470, 1470, and on Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear the shows live on our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. The annual 12-Step Music Fest was a success. We'd like to thank all the people that attended. And right now, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men. Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny. All those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. Hi, we're back. I'm Raul Valley, and with us today in the studio is Isabel Valley, and she has an interesting story to tell. Isabel, how did you get started into this raw vegan movement?
Well, first I'd like to introduce myself as your daughter, because I'm sure most people are wondering how we have the same last name. So I am Raul Valley's daughter, and my... I guess introduction to veganism and vegetarianism started way back when I was about 7 years old And as you know, I had a really bad case of asthma growing up. And there was a vegan in our family that walked in on one of my attacks. His name was Orlando. And he recommended to my mother, he said, you know, the best thing for her is to get off of dairy, and that should fix her problem right up. So my mother at this point was desperate. We had tried everything, and I was using inhalers, and I've been to the hospital more times than I can count. She said, you know what, I have nothing to lose. So she put me right away on a dairy-free diet, and I haven't had an asthma attack since. So that's kind of how I started into the whole vegetarian-vegan movement. About 4 years ago, as you know, you had issues, prostate cancer issues, and I went on a rampage looking for means of trying to address the issue without having to go through conventional medicine. And in that process, I discovered a place called Hippocrates. There was a couple of phone calls I had made and to individuals that doctors had recommended that had been cured their prostate cancer. And though these two individuals were totally unrelated, they both recommended the same place. So I got curious, and I decided to check it out. And at Hippocrates, they support a vegan, raw diet, and that's how I kind of got into the whole raw vegan movement.
Right. This is all true, and I remember it very clearly now. In fact, I just came from Hippocrates, where I want to thank the new health educator class for having me there give a lecture. But one of the questions that I get asked a lot as a vegan is, where do you get your protein? So I kind of wanted to dedicate part of this show to talking about protein with people that are vegan and people that are, you know, eating an animal-based diet, which a lot of people eat meat because they want to get enough protein. What can you tell us about this?
Well, you're right. That question comes up all the time. As a matter of fact, it's probably, and for those vegans out there, this show is definitely dedicated to you, because though some of you might know a little bit about the information we're going to discuss today, a lot of you might not, and this is just immense amount of information that could thoroughly help you respond to that inevitable question that I'm sure your friends and your families and your associates always ask when you say you're vegan or vegetarian, is where do you get your protein? The most simplest and direct response is I get it through plant-based foods. There's protein in that. I know it's not a commonly known information, but there is protein. And not only is there protein in plant-based foods, but there's just the right amount of protein and just the right amount of nutrition and alkalized minerals that come with that food, as well as in the right form. So we're going to go over that today, too.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before, and you mentioned something that I didn't know. At what point in a human being's life do they require the most amount of protein, and where are they getting it from?
Oh, this is really great, compelling research. And I'm an avid person in terms of researching information about health and diet. I've done it my whole life, so I've accumulated a lot of information, and we probably won't be able to go through it all today, but I'll go through some of it. Of course, the most amount of when you need the most amount of protein is when you are an infant, when you're in a growth stage. And the amount of protein that is recommended at this stage is 6%. And just coincidentally, that amount of protein, 6%, is what is found in mother's milk. Human mother's milk is 6%. According to one of our top nutritionists, Dr. Colin T. Campbell, he also recommends 6% of protein to maintain your level of protein, replace any protein that might be extracted from the body. And also coincidentally, there's 6% on average of protein in fruit. So all of it kind of comes together when you think about it. The reason why protein is a very vital aspect of our health. And the reason why we don't need to consume so much protein, for the most part, is because our body is very efficient in terms of replacing and recycling the protein within us. We recycle about 100 to 300 grams of our own protein each day. On top of that, protein is something that is very taxing on the body in order to assimilate. We actually don't use the protein per se. We actually use the amino acids that are in the protein. And to convert a protein into amino acids, it's very, very taxing on the body. So the body is an expert in terms of trying to minimize the amount of energy that it needs to exude in order to survive. It's an expert at it. And so in order to do that, it already takes the protein that's been assimilated to amino acids and recycles it so we don't have to expend so much energy in terms of keeping our body up with protein.
That is amazing. That is exactly what Tim Van Orden says, and you can see him on YouTube. If you blog in Protein Myth, you will hear Tim Van Orden explaining what, you know, his take on protein is. If you don't know who Tim Van Orden is, he's an amazing athlete who runs the Sears Tower, and he's come in third place at twice the age of the other competitors. He's in his 40s, and he's running against 20-year-old athletes, and he's coming in third place. One of the things he mentions is, you know, where does he get his protein? He doesn't eat nuts. He doesn't eat cheese. He eats no animal products. He's an avid raw foodist.
That's true.
So where would you recommend people get their proteins?
Well, honestly, the way it assimilates protein, this will answer your question. The best way for the body to assimilate protein is in a slow and steady rate. Unfortunately, when you consume animal protein, you are getting all the 8 amino acids all at once. Now, that might sound positive to most people, all right, because we're in a society where everything is more and all at once is the best way to live. But for the human body, it's not. Like I said before, it's very taxing for the human body to convert all the 8 amino acids of the full strain of protein into the amino acids that it needs. So fruits contain certain amounts of amino acids, and for a variety of fruits, you'll get all the amino acids you need, as well as leafy greens. And when the body does it in a slow and steady process, it's able to not be overwhelmed all at once by trying to convert all 8 of them, and all the protein to all 8 amino acids. So it's best to eat fruits and veggies to get your amino acids, as well as get the right percentage. Because what ends up happening when you over-consume protein is that the body doesn't know what to do with it. So it actually becomes, it comes into a state of emergency. It becomes highly toxic. It's almost like you're building a house and you've already got all the bricks laid out, and then you keep delivering more and more bricks to this house. Well, what ends up happening is you have way too many bricks. So you become actually in a state of toxicity when you eat too much protein, which is also evident in the amounts of degenerative diseases that come from eating too much protein, which we can talk about later.
Yeah, this is all true. The 8 essential amino acids are the ones we pick up from food, because I believe the body can produce the other amino acids that we need to actually build the building blocks for the body.
Yeah, there's actually 20 of them altogether.
Yeah, now, as far as humans, if you were to compare, I know that there's the strongest animals on the planet don't eat meat. They eat nothing but plant-based diets. For example, gorillas, elephants, buffaloes, racehorses. I mean, there is so much muscle in these animals. When you compare humans to carnivores, which are the animals that do eat the meat, for lions, wolves, what's the difference? What did your research show?
Oh, well, there's just immense amounts of differences between humans and carnivores. For the most part, you know, humans walk upright and carnivores walk on all fours. We have smooth tongues, and they have rasping, rough tongues to lick the flesh and the blood off of animals. We have flat fingers. They have claws. Some of the most interesting things in terms of physiology aspects is we have a convoluted colon. So our colon is sort of this, big tunnel of curves and dents and so forth, and their colon is smooth. So when the protein goes in there, it just comes right out. Well, as you know, one of the leading causes of cancer, it's the second leading cause of cancer in this country, is colon cancer. And with that said, a lot of the protein that we intake ends up being stuck within these grooves and these edges of our colon and just simply rots there. So one of the best ways to avoid colon cancer, of course, is not to consume protein, animal protein. Also, our intestine is 12 times the length of our torso, which theirs is only 3 times the length. So they don't have so much rotting and deteriorating flesh within their colon. We can't digest most microbes, and they can. One of the other aspects that's really interesting is that we can only get vitamin C from our food, and they actually manufacture their own. So hence another reason why we should be eating a lot more fruits and vegetables.
What about the sleep time? I noticed that's interesting because I read a lot, realize that we have a cat at home, and it seems to sleep a lot.
Yes.
It's a true carnivore. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they sleep between 18 to 20 hours on average a day. And there's, like I said, there's a lot of energy that is expensed when converting your protein into amino acids, which they have to do as well. And we sleep on average 8 hours. So, once again, it's just another reason why we were really meant to eat vegetables and fruits while they were meant to eat what they eat, which is meat. Another thing about them that's really interesting, and people bring up this all the time, is, you know, primarily we have flat teeth. Yeah, we have two little, I guess, what we consider canine teeth on either side of our mouth, where they have a whole mouthful of pointed and sharp teeth for tearing. So just because you have two, which is used for us in terms of, you know, tearing off parts of the flesh of fruit, they have a whole mouthful. So there's a lot of differences. Also, the stomach acid within ours is more alkalized than theirs. Their stomach acid is 10 to 1,000 times more acidic.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. You know, if anyone has any questions about protein, we'd love the chance to try to answer it. You can contact us at 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. You're welcome to call us if you have any questions about protein. What can you tell me about the uricase? What is uricase?
Uricase is an acid that comes from eating protein foods. And the carnivore has uricase enzymes that can metabolize this uric acid. We do not have any ability to produce this uricase enzyme. So therefore, in order to metabolize the acid that comes from protein-rich, animal protein-rich foods, we have to actually rob our bodies, our bones and our teeth, of calcium, because calcium, as you know, is very alkalizing, in order to balance the acidity of the flesh food that you eat. So, and what ends up happening in a lot of cases is that we end up producing these urate crystal pathogens that give rise to gout and arthritis, rheumatism, bursitis, and it's really not good for the body.
Wow, that explains something. I have a friend that had gout, and one of the first things that they told him to stop eating was meat. And this particular person I have in mind would eat a lot of meat and a lot of dairy 3 times a day in every meal. And we went to a museum once, and he couldn't walk for more than 10, 15 minutes without sitting down because the gout was horrible. So I guess this kind of explains it. I never could figure out exactly what was going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of diseases that come from animal protein consumption. And just to name a few, there's the constipation, digestive disorders, but there's also toxemia in blood and tissues, obesity, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune dysfunction, arthritis, premature aging, impaired liver, kidney failure, osteoporosis. I mean, the list goes on and on. And the top three leading causes of death in this country actually stem from the consumption of animal protein. And I hope to be able to go through some more of that later, which is heart disease, stroke, and cancer.
Wow. Now, what about meat and dairy?
Meat and dairy. Well, that's basically what I'm saying animal-based foods is meat and dairy. Dairy in particular is very taxing on the body, and as most, yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, right now we have to go for a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to hanleyhelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
We're back. This is Raul Valley from the Green Wave Cafe in Plantation, Florida. And with me today is Isabel Valley, and we're talking about protein and the protein myth. I believe we have a caller on line two, Tim from Hollywood. He has a question for us. Tim, are you there?
Yes. I was going to ask the question, what veggies or fruits you should eat to get the protein?
Wow, that is a really good question. I'll tell you what, all fruits and veggies have a certain amount of protein in them. And to believe it or not, the highest form of protein, the food with the highest content is spinach. By weight,
oh, okay.
It's 49% of its caloric content is protein in the right form of amino acids. In sprouts, I eat a lot of sunflower sprouts. They have as much protein by weight as chicken breast. Isabel,
okay.
do you have any suggestions for Tim?
Well, I do. And Tim, one of the things that, you know, we're trying to stress here on this program today is that you know, a lot of people are concerned about where do I get my protein? Well, like I had said earlier, the right percentage of protein is more important than more is better. It doesn't really apply to protein.
Okay.
Your body can only assimilate a certain amount of protein, and it only needs a certain amount of protein.
Okay.
Like we had mentioned, the human that needs the most amount of protein is an infant, and they need about 6% to grow. So there really shouldn't be a deep concern about the amount of protein that you're getting. What's more concerning is the form in which you get your protein, as well as the fact that you're not consuming something that has protein in it that could be very, very damaging to the human body, such as animal-based foods.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tim. And, you know, talking about protein, there's a huge difference between animal proteins and plant-based proteins. And like Isabel said earlier, the amino acids is what your body can use. Did you know that your body cannot use animal protein? Your body has to first break it down, and it takes hours to do this, into amino acids so that it can utilize it. There is a study called the China study that Isabel did a little bit of research on. And what exactly did this study show as far as the difference between animal and plant-based proteins?
Well, that's a good question. And just to introduce this study to the listeners out there, what's really interesting, who conducted the study for the most part, there is a renowned nutritionist called Colin T. Campbell, who ironically enough grew up on a dairy farm. And he obtained his PhD from Cornell University. And one of the main focuses in the university that he did was research dedicated to making cows and sheep grow faster for more protein consumption. So it's kind of ironic that he actually conducted this study and the results came out the way it did. In the process of doing this, of helping people discover better ways to make cows and sheep grow faster, he was invited to go to the Philippines to conduct a study to help the Filipinos consume more meat products, and in the process found out that there was this highly irregular increase in liver cancer amongst children. What he ended up finding out was the children that had the most levels of cancer were the children that consumed the most meat products, which was totally against what he was trying to do at the time. And during his research, he could actually manipulate the growth of cancer tumors by manipulating the intake of animal protein. So he can actually totally eliminate a tumor by, of course, decreasing animal protein, as well as get the tumor to grow by intaking more animal protein. And from that, he stemmed into what is considered the most comprehensive nutritional study ever conducted in the history of mankind. This was a massive undertaking. It included teams of experts from Cornell, Oxford, and the Chinese Academy of Preventive Medicine, and it produced more than 8,000 statistically significant associations between various dietary factors and disease. For the most part, at the end of the study, it showed that heart disease, diabetes, and cancer were all causes due to your type of diet. And for the most part, you could reverse heart disease and diabetes by simply changing your diet to a whole food plant-based diet.
That is really, really amazing. What that brings to mind is that there is a lot of misinformation and lack of awareness of what meat will actually do to us. And I believe that a lot of this has to do with the influence of the meat and dairy industry, which has a product to sell. So they thrive on misinforming us and making us believe that we need their product. If you have any questions, feel free to call us at 888-565-1470, 888-565-1470. We will welcome any questions you have on the subject. But first, let's talk about this misinformation and lack of awareness in meat consumption. Where does this originate from? How come everybody doesn't know this?
Yeah, that is actually a question a lot of people come up to me and to others that I've heard of. Why don't we know about this? You know, we hear that eating protein and drinking milk does the body good. We would, you know that this information to be true if it was. Well, like a lot of things out there, the one with the most gold makes the rules. And the meat and dairy industry spends a lot of money misinforming their constituents in order to, I guess, to sell more product. The National Academy of Science, for instance, this is the academy that does all the scientific research for nutrition in this country, is strongly influenced by meat, dairy, and the egg industry. As a matter of fact, 76% of its funds comes from corporation and corporate donors. So there's a lot of work and effort to misguide the population out there that's being conducted by these really strong players. And that's one of the main reasons, is just misinformation that's out there.
That is really sad because, you know, we need, the American public needs to know the truth. I believe we have a caller from Fort Lauderdale, Lisa. Lisa, are you on? Lisa? Lisa, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, did you have a question for us?
Yes, my question is, what is the adequate amount of protein that an adult human should have?
Well, there's a lot of studies on that, and I think it all depends on who you're listening to, but from everything that I've picked up and I've researched, it's under 10%. Douglas Graham, in his book, The 80-10-10, recommends a diet of protein, and we're talking caloric intake, of less than 10% should be protein, and it should be in the plant-based form of amino acids. Hippocrates recommends 5%.
Yeah, also just to add to that, you know, the U.S. government recommends protein consumption between 10 and 35%, but many other official groups, including the World Health Organization and the U.S. National Academies Institute of Medicine and National Research Council, all suggest eating no more than 10%, as well as Colin T. Campbell. He recommends between 5 and 6%.
Lisa, does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. We have another caller, Charles from Del Rey, who's got a question on protein. Charles?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, here's the thing. I try to eat as many vegetables as I can, and I've even, you know, gone on, maybe the grains aren't so good either, but, yeah, I try this for a while, and then suddenly I'm overwhelmed with this craving for, like, a steak. Or even some of the dairy products like cottage cheese, something like that. Where does that come from?
Okay.
And I, you know, and like cheese, those kind of things. That maybe it's just inbred in us from our upbringing. But that's a tough one.
It is a tough one, and I'll tell you what. Speaking from personal experience, I believe that we are addicted to what we eat. We actually become addicts, just like a drug addict is addicted to, say, heroin. We're addicted to what we eat. One of the things that changed me, besides having my illness, was a movie called Eating. That movie it's called Educating Yourself. That movie totally turned me around 180 degrees. I think it's the most important documentary I've ever seen. It has influenced many people. A lot of the people that I've had conversations with argue with me that we're carnivores, that we need to eat meat, that where are we going to get the protein? They've actually seen this movie one time, and they've totally stopped eating meat. It's because we're misinformed. We think we need it. We're brought up. Our parents give it to us. We think we actually have to have this protein when it's the total opposite. It's what's making us sick, and that's the sad part.
Well, my head believes it, and my stomach has a tough time, but let me ask you, your guest, you talked about the teeth and the way we're made up. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I just from my education and even high school, like cattle and those kind of beasts have a pancreas, not the pancreas, which is the appendix,
which
is used for like dissolving cellulose, you know, stuff that's mostly in vegetables. And ours is like obsolete. Am I putting you on the spot here about that? What's up with that?
Not at all. First of all, you know, the appendix is part of your immune system. It's actually part of your lymphatic system. And even though they can, you know, they cut it out all the time, your body still needs it. And they haven't, you know, science will tell you that there's no use for it, but that's not really so. There's a lot of things happening. A lot of metabolic processes are happening in that area of your body. I mean, you can have your legs amputated and you can still be alive.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
The appendix is really part of your lymphatic system. And it's a very important part. It's just like your tonsils. They take tonsils out of kids left and right when they're inflamed. What they're really doing here is eliminating a symptom and not addressing the cause of why are the tonsils inflamed? They don't address the cause. If they did, they would not be inflamed, because what they're doing is protecting your body from some assault on your body. Most likely acid.
I've got one more quick question for you.
Well, to add to your comment about cellulose, and I highly recommend this book to anybody who is interested in being healthy. Victoria Butchenko, she's a raw foodist, and she wrote this amazing book called Green for Life. And her book pretty much recommends that you consume a lot of greens, with fruit. And one of the things that...
And I believe that, too.
Yeah, and you'll see an immense difference in your health and your energy and your mind if you do so. But one of the things that she does comment about is cellulose. And you have the ability to break down cellulose. It comes from the way you chew. You need to chew.
No, I didn't know that. See, that's where the confusion came in. I thought it was like an animal that came strictly from the appendix the appendix.
No, you need to break it. You need to break it down in your mouth, and almost whenever you take in food, the correct way of digesting food, because there's digestion that actually occurs through amylase in your mouth, is by chewing. A lot of us don't chew. A lot of us just kind of swallow or drink our food.
Times again.
Yeah, it's very, the amount of chewing that you need to do is not what the average person usually does. So what she recommends, and I highly recommend too, is she makes smoothies out of these greens and fruits, and you'd be very surprised how tasty these smoothies are. But in the process of...
So if I put them in the blender, that's going to break them down a little bit beforehand.
Yes, yes. It helps tremendously, because you're not going to sit there and chew like most people don't.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Really, this is important stuff.
It's interesting stuff.
Charles, this is really important stuff. Like she said, chewing your food is one of the most important processes you could do for absorption of food. We have another caller here. Charles, thank you very much. But, you know, right now we have to go for a break. But when we come back, we're going to have Audrey from Boca.
The answer, and all the time I know. Grant your love and let.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note, dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm Raul Valley, and with me today is Isabel Valley, and we're talking about protein and the protein myth. We do have a caller, Audrey from Boca. Audrey, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. Thank you so much for doing the show. There's great information. I just wanted to speak really briefly to the last caller about his question about animals like cows and horses, you know, having different stomachs than we do. And he's absolutely right, but that's because they eat grass, and humans are not meant to eat grass. Grass is a much, much tougher in terms of cellulose to break down. Grass would be indigestible to humans completely, and so actually, if we want to compare ourselves to animals and look at what our digestive systems and physiology are closest to, we should look to the great apes. That's what Isabel was suggesting, you know, Victoria Batenko's book, that's what she did. And when we look at the great apes whose, physiology and digestive systems are remarkably similar to ours, we see that what they eat is predominantly fruit and tender greens. And that's the difference, that when you're eating tender greens, that we are more than able to process them properly.
And so I just wanted to speak more about that. But I also wanted to recommend to anyone who's thinking about giving veganism a try and raw veganism a try to not hesitate and don't be fearful about it, because I personally, I've been a vegan for about 20 years now and have never, ever, ever had any issues with any protein-related problems. Actually, there really isn't such a thing as protein deficiency in the Western world. There's it doesn't exist. You don't see it as a medical condition.
That's true. There's no medical term for it, actually.
Right. It's impossible to devise a vegan diet that is sufficient in calories that doesn't have enough protein.
I've read that no one has ever died of protein deficiency as long as they've had enough calories to maintain, maintain life.
Exactly.
That doesn't exist. And people are worried about this because we've been duped. We've been sold a bunch of goods that isn't true, because
Isabel is absolutely correct. It's all about the lobbying power and the money coming, behind the studies that are, claiming that we need meat and dairy. It's absolutely not true. But I also want to say that I really feel that I noticed a huge difference when I was eating a raw vegan diet versus a cooked vegan diet. So it's very important to really go vegan is great. Believe me, it's wonderful. You'll be so much healthier for it. But I think it's very important to make sure that you're getting a large portion of your diet from raw, fresh, whole fruits and vegetables, because that's really where I saw my health make a dramatic turnaround. And before, I was very, very ill with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome, and depression, and anxiety, and panic attacks, and hormonal imbalances, as well as a few other health issues, believe it or not. And when I went raw, all of those health conditions resolved 100% completely. And I've been 100% raw now for 7 years, and I have never had any
I'll vouch for that
issues.
As well. I was vegan for a long time, and I saw just a world of difference when I went raw vegan. It's great to be vegan, just like you said, and you do see a lot of benefits, but in terms of the difference between raw vegan and cooked vegan, it's just a whole different playing field. The level of health and vitality that is equivalent to when you were 6 years old, and you just couldn't, you could go on all day long, and you just had this really elated feeling and energy all day long. So I highly recommend, consuming a lot more raw veggies and fruits, because it makes a world of difference.
We don't have to look too far. We can learn a lot from the animal kingdom. We were just talking about gorillas. Do they cook their food?
Right.
No. And to bring support your point about Victoria Buchenco, she actually went to Jane Goodall. And got a lot of her, Jane Goodall, who is renowned for her support in chimpanzees, she actually went and studied these animals and found out that it was 70% of their intake was fruit, and the others were leafy greens. So she recommends this kind of diet based on the fact that these animals are 5 times stronger than we are. So if you're worried about not getting enough protein to be strong, there you go. As well as they're, even though they're using laboratories to test, all kinds of cancers and degenerative diseases, they're very difficult to infect because their immune systems are so strong. So
I'm so glad you mentioned degenerative disease, because one thing I want to mention is the power of the raw vegan diet to fight degenerative diseases that are normally associated with aging. It is my firm belief that what is quote-unquote the natural aging process is nothing but, toxicity and illness in the body caused by, living the wrong type of lifestyle, and food is a huge part of that. And I swear that at 40 years old now, I look much younger than I did when I was 33 before I went raw. It's really, really amazing. I've had skin growth. I had precancerous skin growth that completely dissolved and went away. And, I don't have any more wrinkles than I did 7 years ago. Actually, my wrinkles definitely are a lot less noticeable. And it's just amazing. I know that continuing to eat this way, I'm not going to have to worry about arthritis or dementia or, you know, glaucoma, you know, failing hearing and eyesight, all the things that you associate with aging, it simply doesn't happen when you're eating a biologically appropriate diet. And for humans, that means a raw vegan diet.
Audrey, that's exactly the message that we're trying to get out there. People have to understand that as humans, we're the only species on this planet that denatures its food, heats it up, fragments the protein, kills all the enzymes, denatures the vitamin content of food, and then we eat it, and we wonder why we're sick, and we don't look at the animal kingdom. They're healthier than we are. They have incredible immune systems. They live out in the wild. They don't live under a roof. They get rained on. They get cold. These animals never get sick. Why? Because they're eating. They're giving their bodies the right nutrients.
Yeah, and to add to that, a really great book that I highly recommend is Living to 100 by John Robbins. He pretty much studies these five societies that are primarily raw foodist, and they average about 120 to 130 years of age. But more importantly than the length of their age is their lifestyle. At 90 years old, he couldn't even keep up with half the people that he was studying because they had so much energy. They're having children at these ages. To them, you know, dying at 75, 80 is, you know, dying at a very, very, very young and unnecessary age, and they look amazing. At Hippocrates, they always take a picture of you right before you come in and right after you leave. And the transformation, it's almost like they're drinking from the fountain of youth because these people become so full of vitality and their faces actually, I mean, in a sense, become younger looking. So that's one of the biggest benefits I love about raw food because I'm kind of at the I'm in my early 30s. And I love the fact that I look younger than a lot of my 20-year-old friends because I eat a lot of raw. So.
Okay, there's so much we could talk about, but right now we're running out of time. And, Audrey, I'd like to thank you for your comments. They were fantastic, and this is what this show is all about. But, you know, we'll be back next week, and we have so much more to talk
about.
Thanks for the great show, guys. You're welcome.
Thank you, Audrey. She was great.
Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we thank you for your patronage.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Paul Harvey was the greatest of American broadcasters. In memory of Paul and his late wife, Angel, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in downtown Chicago will christen its planned 12,000-square-foot penthouse special events venue, the Paul and Angel Harvey Center.
What Cooperstown is to baseball, Chicago is... This is where Major League Radio began. And now, the Radio Hall of Fame has come home.
The Paul and Angel Harvey Center will be the site of future Radio Hall of Fame inductions, working radio and TV studios, interactive kiosks, and tourist-friendly exhibits. For more of the story and to make your tax-deductible donation, visit www.museum.tv.
The harsher the wind, the stronger the tree. For many years, Paul, you have been that strong tree, rooted in the soil of Middle America, gaining strength and constancy against shifting opinions.
Listen to, loved, and laughed with Paul through the decades. Make your tax-deductible gift today and help the Paul and Angel Harvey Center become a lasting memorial and a bridge to the future. Visit museum.tv and get the rest of the story.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stott, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running
award-winning daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called cycle analysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate will have to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose on your house and they will own it instead of your kids. Call Andy Curtis today. Let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get as a gift a $100 gift certificate at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse. Call Andy today, 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-275-2326. Leave your name, leave your number, say trust or Andy, and tell him...